The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of December, 2008. It's the birthday of George Saunders, born Amarillo, Texas, 1958, grew up on the south side of Chicago, worked for an oil company in Indonesia, started writing fiction. But he said, in all my stories, a stoic young man who has just arrived in Asia witnesses something brutal and then recoils in silent horror. Came back to this country, thought maybe it would inspire him to write if he were poor and driftless, so he worked as a roofer, slaughterhouse laborer, convenience store clerk, found his own stories serious, boring, finally decided to go to work for the Food and Drug Administration, and one night had a dream that he worked at a giant haunted theme park and wrote a story about it from which came his first book, Civil War Land in Bad Decline, also the author of the very persistent Gappers of Fripp, a children's book, and his latest, The Braindead Megaphone. It's the birthday of Ann Patchett, born in Los Angeles, 1963, raised in Nashville by a single mother, hardly ever went to school, didn't learn to read until she was almost eight. Eventually she did, and by high school she was writing all the time. She said, while my girlfriends danced and dated, I sat and wrote. Every ounce of gangly energy I had went onto paper. Published a story in the Paris Review on her 21st birthday. Everybody liked it a lot. It got anthologized over and over, but Ann Patchett got writer's block, tried to write a novel based on the story. It failed. Her publisher dropped her. Her marriage broke up. She moved back in with her mother, started waiting on tables, thinking about what to write for a year, not writing, then sat down, and in 6 months she wrote her first novel, The Patron Saint of Liars. Went on to write Bel Canto, which sold over 1 million copies when it came out in 2001. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Berg, born in St. Paul, 1948. Worked as a nurse for 10 years, had 2 daughters, quit her job, stayed home, wrote an essay about it, wrote freelance for magazines, and then wrote a novel, Durable Goods. And since then, she's been writing fiction at the rate of about 1 book a year. Here's a poem for today by Liz Robbins, entitled Studio. The couple in the rooms above me smoke. The smell drifts down into their floor and through the cracks in my ceiling. When I pass by them in the hall, they nod, hello, hello. Smile. Their arms bloomed with packages. He goes in daily to an office. She travels to Paris with the airlines. Once she came home with a sack overflowing with brie, Galois, red wine. She smiled, shy, sideways. Down came smoke, good silence for days. I lie in the dark, dried roses, sage, scentless, in a vase. I inhale the smell, the smell. The man below me smokes also. The smell ascends through his ceiling into the cracks in my floor. When I pass by, he cries, how are you? Shows his teeth, leaves bowls of chicken stew outside my door. He never seems to leave, has money all his own, mysteriously. Once he painted his rooms a beautiful whorehouse red. Blonde men with long lashes come up to his place to stay the weekend. They play Moroccan music, sitars, cook with cumin and garlic. Stars shine beyond the windows, 2 or 3 in bright clusters, and the occasional one alone. A poem entitled Studio by Liz Robbins from her collection Hope as the World is a Scorpion Fish, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.